All right, try it. Take two. In the afterlife, you relive all your experiences, but this time, with the events reshuffled into a new order. You see, all the moments that share a quality are grouped together. For instance, you spend 2 months driving the street in front of your house. 7 months having sex. You sleep for 30 years without opening your eyes. 5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet. You take all your pain at once, all 27 intense hours of it. Bones break, cars crash, skin is cut, babies are born. But once you make it through, it's agony-free for the rest of your afterlife. That doesn't always mean it's pleasant. I mean, you spend 6 days clipping your nails, 15 months looking for lost items, 18 months waiting in line, 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window, sitting in an airport terminal, waiting on line. 1 year, reading books. Your eyes hurt, though, and you itch because you can't take a shower until it's your time to take your marathon 200-day shower. 2 days lying, 6 weeks waiting for a green light, 7 hours vomiting, 67 days of heartbreak. Mm-hmm. 34 days longing, 6 months watching commercials, 4 weeks sitting in thought, wondering if there's something better I could be doing with my time, 3 years swallowing food, 5 days working buttons and zippers, 4 minutes wondering what your life would be like if you reshuffled the order of events. In this part of the afterlife, you imagine something analogous to your earthly life. And the thought is blissful. A life where episodes are split into tiny, swallowable pieces. Moments do not endure. Where one experiences the joy of jumping from one event to the next like a child. Hopping from spot to spot.